You know, every morning I wake up, and if I don't get to talk to Dean Richards that morning, I just go back to bed, wonder what it's all for.
Wow.
Today I perked up, Dean.
Wow.
You're sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. It's always great to chat with you, my friend.
I didn't know that I played that much a part of your early morning routine.
It is. I wake up, I check the phone. Nope, not in for Bob today. Better go back to bed.
You know, it's funny because I also hear from people saying, why don't you leave the music on and shut up?
Yes. That's a common refrain.
The more we hear of the music, the less we hear of you.
Right.
Basically, is what they're saying. So,
well, we can do more Rebecca Black. Is that who that singer was?
Yeah. I do like that song. It's one of my favorites that we use here.
Oh, really?
To start the week off. But you know what I like even better?
What's that?
The theme song from Bewitched.
Transition. Look at that segue from a professional broadcaster, everybody. That's how you do it, kids. Take notes. Tell you young broadcasters out there.
If we were truly professional, we would actually be hearing the theme song from Bewitched right now. We didn't think it through that much.
Right, exactly. Oops.
But here's why I say that, because on our sister nostalgia station, Antenna TV, there's going to be a big Bewitched marathon that's going to be going on Sunday.
That's awesome.
12 hours of Bewitched all day Sunday. I love Bewitched.
Oh yeah,
it's one of my favorite shows. Which of the Bewitched characters is your favorite? Because I definitely have a favorite on the show.
Why don't you go first?
Uncle Arthur.
Oh yeah, no, he's great.
Arthur only because I can imitate him.
Right.
Oh, Sammy.
I love them all.
Oh, Sammy.
And Dora, of course.
I love Endora, but I don't do an impersonation of her. So,
so that's why I didn't go to the top of the
list. I got to drop her. I do like her. I like that. It's like a show of misfits.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, just everybody is different on the show, trying to find. This is me, like, really overanalyzing TV comedy.
Right.
But it's, you know.
But go ahead.
It's like, you know, the misfits and people who are different and people who are, you know, a little out of the ordinary.
It's like this show, a
quote,
little bit.
Might be called normal.
Yeah.
All trying to find, you know, acceptance of one another.
You're literally describing this crew that we have today. So,
and a lot of people don't know when John twitches his nose.
What happens, Dean?
There's that little tinkle sound. Tink-a-da-da-dink.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's. Yeah. Sorry, Dave. I know you're in the middle of your reports, and I'm about to sneeze, and you got to hear this chiming of a bell behind you. You know,
Sammy.
Bewitched is a little bit before me, which I love to remind people anytime I can. But I used to watch the old reruns because we didn't have cable, so we'd watch the reruns. And of course, you can do it on Antenna TV 12 hours to Sunday. It just makes you feel good. Right? I don't know. There's just something so wholesome about it.
I enjoy it. I enjoy Darren. Durwood. What are the other names that Endora used to use?
This poor
guy being browbeaten by his mother-in-law all those years.
That's right.
So much so that he actually left the show and was replaced by another Darren. He got so sick of being abused by Endora on the show.
No, poor guy.
But it's just nothing but fun. Aunt Clara. Talk about you know, somebody who is you know, a beloved misfit on the show trying to fit in. I love an Aunt Clara.
Don't forget Dr. Bombay.
Dr. Bombay. Love Dr. Bombay.
This is turning into a 12-hour setup.
Calling Dr. Bombay. Calling Dr. Bombay.
For the 12-hour marathon.
He just appeared here in the newsroom, Dean. I'm not sure what happened.
Don't make me wiggle my nose, guys.
Dr. Bombay was always someplace doing something better. When he was interrupted by Samantha or Sammy. Sammy. Hi, Sammy.
Dude, you're excited for this. I love this.
I love a good Uncle Arthur.
Yeah.
I love an Uncle Arthur when he's, I forget what the premise was of the episode, but there's one episode where I know way too much about this. Samantha was cooking something and she opened the oven door and Uncle Arthur's head was in the oven. And he goes, hi, Sammy, what's cooking?
773 says Mrs. Kravitz. LOL.
Mrs. Kravitz. Talk about somebody who's, you know, gone beyond the boundaries of the show. The you know, if you have a nosy neighbor, somebody who is nosy now, they are known as Mrs. Kravitz.
Oh, right.
She has become the description of somebody who is sticking their nose in where it doesn't belong. You're Mrs. Kravitz.
That's when you know a show has really made it, when it enters the lexicon of our everyday words.
The lexicon. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Professor.
Yeah, no problem. problem.
Very nice.
Bewitched, Sunday Marathon Antenna TV. It's 9.2 on the air, Comcast 353, RCN Channel 29. More with Dean Richards.
Sorry. Black and white. I turned the color off my set. I just like to. I know many of the episodes were in color, but right. I just like to watch it in black and white.
Makes you feel more nostalgic.
Right.
There you go.
Have a peanut butter sandwich. And
for sure. Enjoy. Dean, I'm learning more and more. It's an onion.
Yeah, the more you know about me, the more you don't want to know about me. Really. Yeah.
Well, wiggle your nose, my friend. Dolly Parton. This story has gone back and forth so many times, I can't quite keep it straight. But she's going to remain on this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ballot, right?
Yeah, she wanted her name taken off of consideration for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She said earlier in the week that she didn't think she was worthy of it. She didn't want to split votes between people who feel like only rock and rollers should be in the Hall of Fame. But the Hall of Fame Foundation responded yesterday by saying they're keeping her name on the ballot. Voting's already started, so plenty of people, I'm sure, have already voted for her. It would kind of throw off the whole thing.
True.
By taking her name off of it now. So they're leaving her name on the ballot. They say that people of all genres are eligible to be in the Rock Hall of Fame. So, we'll see what's going to happen with that. Voting is going to continue until April the 29th. The results will be announced in early May. I suspect that after all of this publicity and Dolly Parton's act of humility of saying, I don't think I'm worthy of this, probably means she's going to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now.
Of course. And, I mean, she's just been not only an amazing singer-songwriter, just what she's done over the past few years. I don't think there's any more beloved celebrity right now. Maybe Tom Hanks, but Dolly Parton's up there.
No, I think Dolly Parton, I mean, she's, I think she's pretty close to the top of the list of just all-around likability, talent, etc. She donated $1 million,
right,
to COVID research in Tennessee. I mean, she's really quite a remarkable person. So.
She is. You know, if I can think of one celebrity who's morphed from. I mean, we knew Arnold Schwarzenegger as the beefy guy in these action movies. Then people were wondering, why the heck is this guy running for governor? He has some of the smartest takes on any political world thing ever.
Yeah, just because he's an actor doesn't mean he's an awful person.
No,
I know a lot of people would disagree with that. But he most recently has gotten involved in the crisis in Ukraine right now. Arnold Schwarzenegger is one of the most popular movie stars in the world, but particularly in Russia. He's filmed in Russia. He has done a lot. He is beloved by the Russian people there. So he cut a 9-minute video yesterday, put it on social media with the hopes that it would be shared and that people in Russia who's, the censorship for the average person there is completely out of control. But in hoping that this message would somehow be shared not only to the Russian people, but to the soldiers who are invading and devastating the Ukraine. It's such a powerful message from somebody that the Russian people really love and really respect. Here's just a little of what Arnold Schwarzenegger had to say.
The Russian government has lied not only to the citizens, but to its soldiers. Some of the soldiers were told they were going to fight Nazis. Some were told that the Ukrainian people would greet them like heroes. And some were told that they were simply going on exercise. They didn't even know that they were going into war. And some were told that they were there to protect ethnic Russians in Ukraine. None of this is true. When I see babies being pulled out of ruins, I think that I'm watching a documentary about the horrors of the Second World War, not the news of the day. To the Russian soldiers listening to this broadcast, you already know much of the truth that I've been speaking. You have seen it with your own eyes. This is not the war to defend Russia that your grandfathers or your great-grandfathers fought. This is an illegal war. Your lives, your limbs, your futures are being sacrificed for a senseless war condemned by the entire world. Now, to those in power in the Kremlin, let me just ask you, why would you sacrifice this young man for your own ambitions?
Yeah, this is just 1 minute of this 9-minute incredible incredibly powerful message from Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he's speaking directly to the Russian people in this message. You know, what effect it will have, who knows?
Yeah, but I mean, I appreciate people doing that and speaking out when they can. Not everyone is able to. A lot of people asking for, like, sports figures and stuff to speak out Russians. They have to go home at some point, and there's fear for them and their family. So I understand a little trepidation. So it is always brave when someone speaks out about it like that.
He talks not only as an actor, but as a bodybuilder, for which he is greatly respected. And in this video, he talks about his admiration for a Russian weightlifter who was his hero growing up. So I think people also, you know, can relate to him in that sense, that it's not an anti-Russian message, a Russian people message. It's war message, right. Really.
Got about like 30 seconds left, Dean. I know it's kind of a light movie weekend. Anything you'd recommend?
That
was it, everybody.
Go see an Oscar-nominated movie this weekend. The new ones out this weekend are really nothing special. The Eagles are at the United Center tomorrow.
Oh.
Reba McEntire is at the Allstate Arena tomorrow. We have Olita Adams, great R&B singer, at the City Winery on Sunday. Moulin Rouge opens up at the Niederlander Theater on Saturday. Frank Caliendo is at the Paramount Theater in Aurora tonight, and the Genesee in Waukegan on Saturday. So there is plenty to do.
Live entertainment. Go support these theaters. They need our help for sure. Dean, always great to chat with you, my friend.
Thanks, John. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too as well.